Hi, this is Rebecca Schissel Marshall from the University of Georgia with the second session of Dealing with Stressful Times. This session will offer another tool for staying in the present moment. Last session, we focused on using the awareness of the breath and using that as our primary focus or an anchor for being in the present moment. And today we'll practice using the body as a place to bring your attention and awareness. Often when we're stressed, the thinking mind wants to get involved and tell stories about the past or the present, which tends to take us out of the present moment. By using the body as an object of awareness, then we have an anchor or something to bring us back to what's here in the moment by being able to pay attention. So the more often that we're in the present moment without judgment, as we talk about in mindfulness, the more we have the opportunity to be present for ourselves, and where our attention is a direct aspect of how we feel in our lives. So this doesn't mean ignoring what's happening around us, what's going on around us. It's just about being aware about what is going on. So you may notice that you're feeling certain emotions or feelings, and often that there's a physical sensation in the body that goes along with these emotions that we're having. So for example, you may feel knots in your stomach or a tightness in your chest, or maybe that you're clenching your jaw. All of these are signs or signals from our body about what may be happening emotionally. And often we aren't tuning in to that particular information. So you don't have to change what we're feeling or shift it, make them different. This practice is just about bringing your awareness, your attention to what's happening now. So in this session, we'll practice together tuning into the body using something called the body scan and using it as a tool to be here in the present moment without judgment. So to begin, I'm going to ask you again to find a comfortable position. This could be sitting up, it could be lying down. Again, it could be standing if that's helpful for you. Just find something that allows you to bring your awareness to your body and not be distracted. As you turn your attention to your body, as you find your comfortable position, I want you to notice your breath. Just as we did in the first session, notice the physical sensations that come along as you're breathing. So notice the coolness at the edge of your nose as you breathe in, and the warmth as you breathe out. Just watching that simple physical sensation of the breath, just to settle and arrive here in this moment. As you breathe, you may notice that the mind is very active, or that there are sensations in your body that you haven't noticed before, right this moment. All of that is totally fine. Just notice what comes up as you're breathing. And just become a scientist. We're just observing the information and taking stock of what's happening. So as you are coming here in this moment, I'm going to ask you to shift your attention to your feet. So again, remembering that our attention is like a spotlight. You can feel like you're bringing that flashlight focus to your toes. Let's start with your toes. And as you notice your toes, just bringing your awareness to what's happening. Maybe you can even ask yourself the question, how would I know my toes were there? If I didn't move them or feel them, how would I know they were there? So you can simply notice. And you might even invite relaxation into your toes. What would happen if you allowed them to relax? And then bring your awareness to your heels and the bottoms of your feet, the soles of your feet. Again, so if you could shift the spotlight, shift your attention and really getting curious about how it feels in your body. There's tension, is there tightness? Is it hard to feel them? Just noticing without any judgment about it. So if you can't feel your feet, that's okay. There's no right or wrong. It's just about being present. And then moving your attention to the tops of your feet. And breathing in and breathing out and just noticing what's present. And then moving your attention to your calves and your shins. Maybe even giving a little thank you to your legs for all the movement that they do in your life. And inviting any relaxation that you would like to into your calves, into the bottom part of your legs. And then allowing your attention to shift to your knees and the soft spaces behind your knees. Being curious about what's here. What's present. Is there pain or ease? Just getting to know what's here now. And then moving that attention from the knees to the thighs. Again, breathing in, breathing out. You might notice that your mind has wandered by this point. And again, that's what the mind does. Gently, kindly bring your attention back to the body. If the body is hard to pay attention to, use the breath. Notice what's here. What's happening in the thighs. And again, if you'd like to give a little thank you to your thighs and your legs. Or if you'd like to invite relaxation, again, you don't have to. You can just notice what's here now. And then bringing your attention from the thighs, moving it up to the low back. Often the low back is a place of pain or challenge for individuals or discomfort. You might just take some time noticing if there are any specific sensations there and get really curious about it. Is there a tightness? Is there a sharp pain, a dull ache? Or again, maybe there's the absence of feeling. Just noticing with as much kindness as possible. And then moving your attention also to the low belly in that same area. Maybe you're holding something in the belly. Maybe it feels heavy or tense. Or maybe it feels light or numb. Again, remember, we're just exploring, just being really curious. Isn't that interesting? What's here right now? And then moving your attention to the mid back and the mid abdomen. What's present? What's here? And even asking again if it feels reasonable, if it feels possible, maybe you could invite in relaxation here. And then moving your attention and your awareness to your upper back and your chest. Noticing how it feels to breathe. Noticing if your attention has wandered. And if it has, again, it's like taking the hand of a small child. You wouldn't force or yell at that small child. We're just going to gently, kindly guide the attention back to where we are in the body. So right now we're at the chest and the upper back. Breathing in, breathing out. Noticing what's here without judgment. So maybe there's tightness and it can just be, tightness. Or, there's the heaviness here. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with what you're observing. You don't have to go into a story about what it means. And now bring your attention to the shoulders and the arms, all the way down to the hands. Breathing in and noticing what's here. Noticing what's present. Moving your awareness to your throat. Breathing in and breathing out. And again, you are invited to bring in relaxation if that feels good for you, releasing any tension that's there. And and shifting your awareness to your jaw and your face. Often people will hold their jaw and not even notice, or maybe there's tension around the eyes. It's just good information. We're just gathering information on ourselves, getting to know our bodies, and using it as a way to stay here in this moment. And then notice the back of your head and the very top of your head. And seeing if you can bring your attention to the very top of your head and breathe in as if there was an opening at the top of your head so that you could breathe in through the whole entirety of your body. All the way down to your toes. And bringing your attention, instead of to that one place at the top of your head, seeing if you can expand your intention to include your entire body. Notice if there's anything that needs any other attention at this time. Any sensations or thoughts or emotions that come up, just notice them. And bring your awareness back again to the breath. And then taking one last long, slow, deep inhalation. And a nice, long, slow exhalation. Begin to wiggle the fingers or move the toes. And stretch and move your body in any way that feels right to you, as if you are waking up from a very long, relaxing, deep sleep. And then come back to being here. So that is the body scan. It can be really useful tool, a really useful tool for coming back to mindfulness, but also really helpful for calming the body if you're having trouble getting to sleep or falling asleep at night, staying asleep. This can be a really helpful tool because, again, it allows us to notice what's here now. So I hope this is helpful, and I'll be back with another session on dealing with stressful times.